control of the airwaves toll free.
800-259-9231 is the Packet 8 toll free line for you. And you, as always, can bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site there are on the house, so do enjoy those. freetalklive.com. To start things out here tonight, a pretty entertaining story, and there's actually some pretty entertaining video to go along with it. I will post them on our bulletin board system for you to take a look at later on. But essentially, Michael Hampton reporting at homelandstupidity.us that most people, for some odd reason, they care deeply about how their driver's license photo appears. They want it to be just perfect, and yet the pictures always seem to come out bad anyway. I mean, everyone complains about that.
Right.
But when you go into the DMV and you actually want your picture to look bad, the pictures that come out are pretty funny. As part of a new movie, independent filmmakers Will Carsola and Dave Stewart went into the Virginia DMV dressed in some rather crazy outfits, not quite expecting the bureaucrats to actually take their picture and issue licenses, but the bureaucrats did anyway. Needless to say, the bureaucrats are a little bit ticked off that someone showed them up for the idiots that they really are. Now, when you actually look at this, it's just amazing the way they defaced their own skin, their faces, essentially taking spray paint and, in one case, painting a face completely red. One guy painting on a unibrow, painting on like the sort of big old beard that some sort of a terrorist-looking guy might look like.
Uh-huh.
And they just really did themselves up to look very silly and not at all like themselves. And they were shocked when they actually did. They were allowed to actually have the licenses.
Amazing.
This in this, you know, secure America, right, where we're all concerned for our freedoms and security and everything.
These people could be illegal immigrants or terrorists even.
They could be, according to one of the filmmakers, quote, this is the DMV spokesbureaucrat, quote, we have sent letters to the individuals that basically require them to appear at the DMV to reapply for their driver's licenses and surrender any previously issued licenses within 15 days. The filmmaker said, we were like, there's no way this is going to work. Even when I did the Kung Fu guy, it surprised me how little they laughed. Will had red skin, and they didn't even tell him to come back when it was normal. Mr. Foy said the men's actions weren't illegal because they didn't obscure their appearance with hats or sunglasses, but that they did abuse the system. According to the Washington...
You've abused our system.
Yeah, well, the spokesbureaucrat said... Using a disguise while obtaining a driver's license is not a joke.
Hampton, sounds like a joke to me.
That's exactly what Hampton said. And then another one of the filmmakers, quote, I was up at the booth talking to the guy for about 20 minutes, and he kept stalling and going into the back. They thought I was some sort of a terrorist or something. And that was the guy who got his license after having his face spray-painted red. These guys have done the Virginia DMV and the nation a big favor. Many of us have tried to argue how much of a joke these agencies and our Homeland Security remain after 9/11, particularly the issuance of driver's licenses. And that's actually some neocon apologist who's actually looking at this from a positive perspective, in that she's using it, Michelle Malkin. She's using it to sort of springboard off of and demand more rules.
We need more rules. We need tighter security.
We need to be stricter with these people and their driver's license. And, well, this is a good time to remind everyone that identification does not equal security, says Hampton, unless, of course, by security you mean cataloging everyone so that you can round up the undesirables later and ship them off to internment camps. And that would never happen here in America, would it?
Oh, how could it?
Oh, wait, it already did. In fact, over the weekend we were talking about how the federal government is spending $38 million to preserve those very same internment camps. But that's not security for the people, it's security for the state against the people. And perhaps that's the reason behind all this. Quote, I honestly don't know if she realizes that Real ID won't solve this kind of problem, though, writes security expert Bruce Shire, nor will it solve the problem of people getting legitimate IDs in the names of people whose identity they stole, or real IDs in fake names by bribing DMV employees. What? You mean that DMV employees, government workers, would accept bribes? You mean that the terrorists, that the bad men in America, might actually have one or two of their guys on the inside at a Department of Motor Vehicles?
I don't see why they wouldn't. I mean, it seems to me that most people are, that there's certainly people out there that would accept bribes, and I'm sure the terrorists wouldn't tell them we're going to blow up a building with 3,000 people in it.
It really, I really couldn't say it any better, says Hampton. The fatal flaw in homeland security is that the state is your enemy. It doesn't have your interest in mind. It has its own interests in mind. So long as putting on a show of keeping people safe serves its interests, that's what it'll do. When it no longer serves the state's interest, then Homeland Security will become the department which keeps the state safe from the people, rather than keeping the people safe. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number for you. And since we're talking about IDs, let's go overseas to the London Telegraph, where a draconian regime of fines which would hit families at times of marriage and death is being drawn up by ministers to enforce the identity card scheme. Now, in case you don't know, the United Kingdom is well along the path towards introducing a national ID card in comparison to us here in the United States. Here in the U.S., the real ID card supposed to be implemented in 2008, but by all indicators, it's probably not going to arrive on schedule here just because bureaucrats are incompetent, slow, you know, the typical things that you expect about bureaucracies, but also because the bureaucrats also fight with one another. And in this case, bureaucrats are fighting over funding. So here in the U.S., State Department of Motor Vehicles are responding to the federal government, and they're crying. They're saying, oh, you want us to upgrade our computer systems, but you aren't giving us any money. And so there's this big clash here in the U.S. over, you know, whether or not there should be an unfunded mandate. So it's not that your local state driver's license bureau is actually standing up for your freedom. They just want to, you know, they just want a handout to implement this tyranny.
And a big one.
So that's what's going on here in the U.S., but millions of people, from struggling students to newlywed women and bereaved relatives, will face a system of penalties netting more than £40 million for the Treasury. People would be fined up to £1,000 for failing to return a dead relative's ID card, while women who marry may have to pay at least £30 for a new card if they want to use their married name, risking a £1,000 fine if they don't comply. So if your mom dies, I don't know. I guess they're going to make some rules that apply to which living relative's responsibility it is to turn in the old ID. Well, I mean, how else are you going to know? Is it going to be any adjacent relative's responsibility?
Because, for one, how do you even know? I mean, you could be the, I don't know, son. You could be somehow in the pecking order. The other two people ahead of you are dead, and you're out of the country, and you haven't talked to the person in 20 years.
Could very well be. The revelations will fuel debate over ID cards in the countdown to their nationwide introduction, which the government claims will boost security, tackle identity fraud, and prevent illegal working. And you're going to hear all of those claims here in the United States as we get closer to the implementation of real ID here.
As though it's going to happen.
But costs are soaring, and technology has failed in the tests. Can you imagine that? Government says government programs failing. It says people will have to pay £30 for a simple ID card or more than £90 for one with a passport.
Wow.
Experts claim that the cost of a combined card could be as high as £300, pushing the implementation cost beyond £20 billion. David Davis, the Shadow Home Secretary, said fines revelation shows...
What is the Shadow Home Secretary?
I don't know.
Scary.
Sounds kind of spooky. Said the fines revelation shows that the scheme, quote, will hit the taxpayer, not the terrorists, and is just another labor stealth tax. He said, quote, it's shocking that the government's considering charges and fines on people during the most sensitive times in life. The conservatives would scrap this plastic poll tax and invent the savings in practical measures to improve security. The first cards will be issued by the Identity and Passport Service to passport applicants in 2009 and will become compulsory from 2010. So it sounds like even the UK has extended its dates out. Because I remember the UK had dates that were earlier than the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, government slowness, government ineptitude is one of the things that is working in our favor, those of us who are in the freedom movement. You always have to remember, government can't get it together, and if they finally do, it's not ever done quickly or cheaply. We're coming back with more, and you can take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. And as you might imagine, they probably will come up with similar fines and penalties for our identity card here in the U.S., You take control. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helped. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot. No matter what the reason, you can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer.
Visit bedfan.com. That's bed, F, A-N.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. For all your voiceover IP needs, packet8.net. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features there because they're totally free, including live streams, a broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version for your listening pleasure at freetalklive.com. And do you have a child in your life, be they son, daughter, or sibling, give them financial literacy. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton teaches a child the basics of finance, money management, and real estate investment. School doesn't teach kids about money. Only their loved ones can do that. Give your special child a kid's journey to getting rich. Order it at akidsjourney.com or call 1-800-657-5066. That's akidsjourney.com or 800-657-5066 as we go to the phones to the fun. Let's talk to Michelle, Kayleen in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Kayleen. What's
on
your mind?
No chat.
Indeed. What's up?
I'd like to talk about the heart attack grill in Arizona. Have you
the
heard
heart
about
attack
that?
Grill? Is this like a restaurant?
Oh, yeah. It's a mom-and-pop restaurant who was recently sued, I believe, back in October or November for the fact that they have sexy little waitresses that are dressed like nurses.
Well,
and
what,
the Arizona State Nursing Board sued them, subsequently dropped the suit. But
like defamation or something?
Yeah.
You're misrepresenting nurses.
Of female nurses being portrayed in that way.
I see.
And I looked up their website. I went to their website. I emailed the owner. Mm-hmm. Wonderful place. If I ever go to Arizona again, I am going to the Heart Attack Grill because they serve these huge burgers, nice and fatty,
mm-hmm.
these fresh french fries, and pretty little girls dressed like nurses. And, you know, it's just another case of politically correct crap.
Yeah, I mean, what? So they filed the lawsuit and then withdrew it, and that was it? It was all
mm-hmm.
over at that point? I mean, what was the point in that? Did they decide that they had no chance? Or?
Well, actually, I read the article on ABCNews.com. John Stossel wrote about this lawsuit that the Arizona State Board of Nursing pressed against this restaurant because no one who does not have a license is allowed to call themselves a nurse. And yet, the owner of the place calls himself Dr. John. But I didn't notice the AMA making any complaint against him.
Wait, is it a law that no one can call themselves a nurse?
Well, supposedly. But
man, what a stupid law.
Yeah, very stupid law.
I mean, I could understand that if somebody... I could understand that if somebody was operating as a nurse and not actually a nurse and claiming to be a nurse, then that would be sort of a violation. You know, they're impersonating a nurse in that case. But
yeah,
if it's clear that the individual isn't administering any sort of medicine or medical activity, then I don't understand where the conflict
is. He calls himself Dr. John, the owner of the burger joint, and he calls his waitresses nurses, and they're dressed in these little sexy nursey costumes.
Sure.
And it's a great website. You should go to the website. It's www.heartattackgrill.com.
Okay.
It's a wonderful website. And
I will definitely take a look at it.
And,
do they have pictures of the waitresses?
He emailed me back saying, I really appreciate your input considering all these political correct junk that we've just gotten lately.
That's really got to be upsetting.
You know, if it offends the nurses to go in there and see sexy nurses, quote-unquote nurses, serving big hamburgers, they should not go in.
Yeah, well, that's reason enough for me to go and give them some business if I'm ever in the area. And, Kayleen, thanks for sharing the story with us. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Why, are you looking at a picture of it?
Yep.
What is it, the Heart Attack Grill?
It's heartattackgrill.com.
Is there a the in front of it, or is it
no, just Heart Attack Grill.
Okay. Now, how about pictures of the waitresses? Because that's really the only thing that's going to make it worthwhile going to.
They're there.
Okay.
Yeah, not the best pictures so far, but
we'll
see.
That's unfortunate. All right, 800-259-9231. As far as I'm concerned, the men and women operating eating establishments with...
franchise info.
Well, the men and women operating eating establishments like this, where women are in very little clothing, I think are heroes.
I don't know. They certainly know how to make some money. I don't know if they're heroes.
All right. Hey, speaking of the Arizona area, down in Tyler, Texas, this one's been emailed to me by a bunch of people, so we definitely have to talk about it. In fact, I think we should probably get this guy on the show. One-time Texas drug agent described by a former boss as perhaps the best narcotics officer in the country plans to begin selling a video that shows people how to conceal their drugs and fool the police. Barry Cooper, who once worked for police departments in Gladewater and Big Sandy and the Permian Basin Drug Task Force, plans to launch a website next week where he'll sell his video, quote, "Never Get Busted Again." The Tyler Morning Telegraph reported in its online edition Thursday, a promotional video says Cooper will show viewers how to conceal their stash, avoid narcotics profiling, and fool canines every time. Cooper.
I wonder what kind of, it sounds like a good video. I mean, what kind of narcotics profiling is there out there? I mean, I generally don't have
long hair.
I don't have that kind of trouble.
Hispanic.
And so, whatever it is.
Teens.
I'm not doing it.
Cooper, who said he favors legalization of marijuana, made the video in part because he believes the nation's fight against drugs is a waste of resources. Busting marijuana users fills up prisons with nonviolent offenders. He said, quote, "My main motivation is in all of this is to teach Americans their civil liberties, and what drives me is this injustice and unfairness in our system," says Cooper. "And if anybody has the ability to make a claim like this, it is someone like Barry Cooper, somebody who has been there and done that." Cooper said his website should be operating by Tuesday, so I'm going to have to do a little Google search here, see if it's up and running. And he plans to publicize the video in a full-page advertisement in a national publication. As a drug officer, Cooper said he made more than 800 drug arrests and seized more than 50 vehicles and $500,000 in cash and assets. Quote, "He was even better than he says he was," said Tom Finley, Cooper's boss.
What, did he have a change of heart or something? Is that what sort of happened?
Well, I think that's probably what ended up happening. Like a lot of the officers who are involved in law enforcement against prohibition.
Mm-hmm.
Now, law enforcement against prohibition is not mentioned in this article, but you can bet if I can get this guy on the show, we're going to ask him if he's a member, and if he's not, he definitely should look into
it. He should be.
Most of those officers came to the realization eventually that what they were doing was totally futile. I mean, they know after you've been in the narcotics squad for long enough, you must come to the realization that you're having no effect on ending or stemming the tide of drugs coming into your community.
Yeah, I would think that at some point that realization has to hit them all.
You come to that realization. I remember I was talking with a former DEA agent once who basically told me, you know, I asked him that question. Didn't you figure that you were just spinning your wheels, essentially? That nothing good was coming from what you were doing? And he said, yeah, but I really love the adrenaline rush of kicking in people's doors.
Well, I was in there for that.
Yeah, you were there for that guy.
Yeah.
That guy.
You weren't very fond of him.
He was a nice enough guy if you didn't know that he was a drug cop.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
he did stop doing it.
He did. 800-259-9231. More about Barry Cooper, the former narcotics officer now making a video to help people conceal their stash, avoid narcotics profiling, and fool canines every time. It sounds like it's going to make a nice little compliment video to the already existing busted How to Survive Police Encounters.
A great stocking stuffer for a drug user near you.
Anyone who has who appreciates their freedoms, actually, Mark. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
The statistics are heart-wrenching. According to the CWC, of the 43 million people who have served in the major wars, from the Revolutionary War to the Gulf War, 3 million never made it home alive. Most likely, each one of us can say we either knew someone who served or know a brave soul who is currently serving our country. Now there is a unique way to pay tribute to the courageous men and women who spend their lives protecting our freedom and to those who have lost their lives doing so. Davis Products is offering high-quality, solid-cast aluminum memorial markers for your American flag. Each memorial marker is specifically designed to represent one of 15 wars. All markers include a 3/8 inch pointed and threaded aluminum rod, painted and highlighted for an appearance that is unforgettable. What better way to pay homage to our enlisted loved ones? Davis Products memorial markers are only $9 a piece and can be ordered by calling 814-827-4946. That's 814-827-4946. Or visit davis-products.com. That's davis-products.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710 312-224-2710.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with a total transformation.
After the total transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the Tuesday edition, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the updates, and you'll get clued in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. That's updates.freetalklive.com to get on that list. That is updates.freetalklive.com. And get registered now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, February 23rd through the 25th. Meet libertarian superstars like John Stossel, Michael Badnarik, and many more. The most influential libertarians in America will be there. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. That is FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. In fact, another reason to attend the Liberty Forum is you're going to be able to meet Jack Cole from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. He's going to be there speaking, and I'm kind of excited about that because we've had Jack on the show before. And he seems like a heck of a good guy.
You know, he does.
He was a bad guy at one time, and now he's a good guy. Mm-hmm. He's a reformed bad guy. And when I say that, he was a drug warrior. He thought he was doing the right thing. He thought he was fighting the good fight. But then he discovered, after a few years of being involved on the inside of the war on drugs, that this whole war on drugs thing, it's hurting people. It's hurting friends and family members and giving people unnecessary convictions and prison stays and just ruining people's lives. He came to that realization, and he and a few others founded Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. Well, as it turns out, this guy, Barry Cooper, who we're talking about right now, former narcotics agent also, he is, I've confirmed it now, he is active in membership in Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. And their website, by the way, is leap.cc, L-E-A-P.cc. Now, Cooper, Barry Cooper has at this point produced a video called Never Get Busted Again. His website is NeverGetBusted.com, and I know, Mark, you're going to be working on getting him on the show.
Yeah.
Because this sounds really interesting. As a drug officer, Cooper said he made more than 800 drug arrests and seized more than 50 vehicles and $500,000 in cash and assets. Cooper's former boss on a West Texas drug task force says he was even better than he says he was. He was probably the best narcotics officer in the state and maybe the country during his time with the task force. But news of his video has angered authorities.
I'll bet it has.
Including Richard Sanders, an agent with the Tyler Drug Enforcement Agency. Sanders says he plans to investigate whether the video violates any laws.
I bet he'd love that.
Quote, "It outrages me personally, as I'm sure it does any officer that has sworn an oath to uphold the laws of this state and nation." It's clear that his whole deal is to make money, and he's found some sort of scheme. But for him to go to the dark side and do this is infuriating. Rawr!
Well, you know, it's a pretty well-stated statement, you know, defending the drug war, which has destroyed freedom in America. I mean, he's done, as far as I'm concerned, that's a great statement. He put it together real well, makes it nice and tight, and he is full of crap. I would love to have him on the show to talk about his beliefs and why it is that he thinks it's okay to destroy the First Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, all in pursuit of getting rid of some frickin' marijuana.
Not to mention destroying people's lives. I mean, Barry Cooper at this point has realized that he was doing the wrong thing. That as a police officer, the primary job should be to protect and serve. The primary job should be to help your so-called clients, should be to help the people that need help. You don't force people into treatment. You don't force people into a jail cell. Those are not ways to help people with a drug problem. Anyway, Smith County Deputy Constable Mark Waters, a narcotics officer, says the video is insulting to law enforcement officials, especially when it was made by an ex-police officer. I wonder if he's actually seen the video, considering the website just launched today. How can this guy make a comment that the video is insulting to law enforcement officers?
Well, the whole idea that he would be undermining what it is that they're doing and telling some of their secrets and that kind of thing.
It's an embarrassment to all law enforcement officers across the United States who put their life on the line every day, says Waters.
It seems funny to me that what they're doing is they're bemoaning change. They're going to have to come up with better ways to investigate and do whatever it is that they do. And, you know, they hate the idea that the First Amendment's being used in this manner, that this guy's speaking as freely as he'd like.
Well, this is one of those examples of where Newt Gingrich and his pals would like to crack down on freedom of speech. You know how we actually played some sound clips from him last week on Monday. You weren't here for it. Mm. But of Newt getting up on television talking about how he wants to shut down websites and shut people out and down for speaking out things that could be dangerous.
My guy knew that. I used to like him.
Could encourage terrorism. Well, I mean, this is kind of like terrorism against the system, isn't it? Teaching people how to stand up for their rights.
I'm sure you can link this to terrorism, you know, all that marijuana coming from Afghanistan.
The deputy constable says this is a slap in the face to all that we do to uphold the laws and keep the public safe.
Your laws are a bunch of crap, pal.
Yep, that's true. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Stephen in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello, guys.
Hey, Stephen. What's on your mind?
I've been listening to the show lately, and I was wondering if you guys could help me to understand something.
You've been listening to who lately?
The show.
Oh, the show. Okay.
Yeah. And, well, my first question is, do you have a right to water?
No.
No. We actually addressed this recently. No.
Exactly.
Do you think you do?
Could you explain why it is that you do not have a right to water?
Well, because water is a commodity that people own, right?
Right.
Therefore, if you had a right to water, you would have a right to my property. And that sounds contrary to me.
All right.
Now, you have a right to work in order to get water so that you can have money to purchase water. And I don't think that water costs much. And most people will give you water if you ask.
You don't have a right to work either.
I mean, you have a right.
You have a right to pursue.
Well, I'm not saying you have a right
goals.
To a job.
Okay.
But you have the right
careful,
to work.
Careful.
No. You don't have the right to a job.
You don't have a right to compensation. You don't have a right to. You can go out there and dig a ditch over and over again, and I'm not necessarily going to pay you for it. Just because you're out there working doesn't mean I'm going to give you money.
Now, and also, is all you have to do is walk down your street to the nearest house and knock on the door and ask somebody for water. They will give it to you. But you don't have a right to that water. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Well, my second question is, do you have a right to bear arms?
Yes. If you own that arm, you can bear it.
But using that logic, shouldn't gun manufacturers have to give you arms if you should so request them?
I don't think it's a right to arms. It's a right to bear them.
Yes.
Should you have them.
All right.
Is that it, Stephen?
Yes. I was a little confused on the terminology of the word right and how it was being used in those two different contexts and how that actually made a difference.
There you go.
You never
have a right to someone else's property, period. Thanks for the call, Stephen. We appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
800-259-9231. Because if you have a right to somebody else's property, that's wrong.
Yeah.
Because then that means you're stealing or taking things from people.
Liberating them.
Yeah, that's not very right at all.
No. And I'm glad he's out there thinking about these things. You know, you ask yourself these questions, and sometimes you get stuck on them, and you got to talk to other liberty-minded individuals to find out you know, what they're thinking.
Right, and it's important to have this concept in your mind, the concept that of private property, and that taking things from others is wrong. Because when a socialist comes out and on the news, like they did over the weekend with this you have a right to water claim,
mm-hmm.
when the socialists come out with their claims about what you have a right to, it persuades a lot of people.
It sounds good.
Right.
Water seems very basic.
Right.
And if it's basic, it sounds like you should have a right to it. You know, you should have a right to medical care. You should have a right to water. You should have a right to education. You should have a right to subsistence food.
A roof over your head.
You should have a right to shelter. You should have a right to a BMW. You should have a right to a yacht. I mean, you know, it just...
There's a bit of a jump there, but nonetheless...
Well, I mean, you know, you're talking about shelter. Why not a five-bedroom, two-bath house?
Yeah, why shouldn't all people have the same size house? I mean, we should all have a right to that sort of thing. That's the mentality of these socialists that are out there advocating rights to private property. Of course, their other point was that, well, water is a common resource, and it shouldn't be owned by anyone. And, of course, also the counter-argument there is, that, well, if you don't own water, then it'll be wasted.
Yeah,
and you
absolutely.
Don't want that now, do you?
Water wasting. And that's any resource that's common.
Yes.
Any resource that's common is going to be just destroyed, sullied, dirtied.
Well, plus, if it wasn't for ownership of resources, Mark, then a lot of the things that we enjoy and a lot of the things that the socialists would like to say that people should have a right to wouldn't even exist. If it wasn't for ownership, if I couldn't own private property, if I couldn't own the produce of my effort, mm-hmm. if I combine my effort with natural resources and create a new product, say, I don't know, a hamburger. I mean, you have to slaughter cows. You got to have patties. You got lettuce, tomato, mayonnaise. All these things. These come from places with people who own businesses producing these products. I own a business, putting them all together and serving them to people. Without being able to own all those things and own the profits that I make, I'd be doing something else. More's on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die, with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-3903. Again, that's 1-800-550-3903. 1-800-550-3903.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free 800-259-9231. That is 1-800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features there, including the wiki, archives, Shrine of Fame listeners, and more. We give it all away, though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show in return by buying some stuff at amazon.freetalklive.com. You know them. They're the world's largest internet retailer. amazon.freetalklive.com. If you got a windfall from your family members yesterday during the Christmas holiday, you got, you know, windfall cash, you're looking for somewhere to spend it, amazon.freetalklive.com probably has what you're looking to buy. You know, whether it be electronics or office products or sporting goods, baby stuff, you name it, they've got it. And a percentage of your purchase will go to benefit Free Talk Live if you shop at amazon.freetalklive.com.
Now, certainly whenever I go to Amazon and buy something, I go through amazon.freetalklive.com. But, you know, if you did get a windfall, I've got to say those the little Scullies, the Free Talk Live Scullies,
yeah,
are mighty cool.
They
I think I'm going to be purchasing one for myself.
At store.freetalklive.com.
Store.freetalklive.com. Yeah, I got one of the ball caps that has the sort of white stripe on it, and you know, it has a very NASCAR look to it, mm-hmm, and it's sort of floppy.
It's a good-looking cap.
It is. I like it. I enjoy it, but you know, it's the right weather now for a Scully.
Yeah.
And you got one, and I'm covetous.
It is nice.
Yeah.
But also, do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, and they do it in a whole new way. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients too. SACL CAI, check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live. Since we're talking about pot, and talking about the Barry Cooper's video, this former drug agent that's now turned to the dark side, as one DEA agent claimed. let's talk about teens and pot. Because according to the Advocates for Self-Government, does marijuana prohibition protect teenagers? Among the report's major findings at the Marijuana Policy Project, and I believe we pointed out a couple of some of this a little while back, but I think they've sort of fleshed it out a little bit more with some more interesting statistics as to, do the marijuana laws in this country actually have any effect on teenagers? Marijuana prohibition has not prevented a dramatic increase in marijuana use by teenagers. In fact, the overall rate of marijuana use in the United States has risen by roughly 4,000% since marijuana was first outlawed. 16.5% of eighth graders report having tried marijuana. That's 13-year-olds, Mark.
Those are pretty crappy numbers if you're, you know, one
if
of the drug warriors. Yeah.
Yeah. You're not winning, guys. There's more pot smokers at all times in the United States. You aren't stopping it. For three decades running, about 85% of high school seniors in the United States have reported that marijuana is, quote, easy to get, and easier to get than beer, despite a near tripling of marijuana arrests since 1991. So there's no doubt they are cracking down harder on marijuana. It's not scaring them off.
For 3 decades running, independent studies by RAND Europe and the U.S. National Research Council have reported that marijuana prohibition has little or no impact on rates of use. Since Britain ended most marijuana possession arrests in 2004, the rate of past year marijuana use, in that they used within the last 365 days, from 16 to 19-year-olds has dropped from 24.7% to 21.8%. And that's actually a pretty significant drop, considering it's only been 2 years since they stopped essentially arresting people for marijuana possession.
You know, if you think about the drug war as a situation of winning, the cops absolutely have won.
They've got more arrests, you mean?
No. They've gotten more. And when I say cops, what I mean is the top cops, the big boys. The ones who, if you're some small town sheriff who has 3 deputies underneath you, you're crap, right? Mm-hmm. But if you're a sheriff that has 30 deputies underneath you, you're a much bigger deal.
Yeah.
Well, they've grown the size of their police forces by growing their budgets dramatically since.
And a growth in budget's a win for the cops.
Absolutely. So they have one, which is about growing their, bureaucracy, their particular bureaucracy. So whether it's the DEA or whether it's a small town county USA. They've all gotten bigger, and it's all about drugs.
In the United States, rates of teen marijuana use in states that have decriminalized adult marijuana possession are statistically equal to rates in those that have retained criminal penalties. The latest state to decriminalize pot, Nevada, has seen a drop in teen marijuana use since the decrim law took effect in 2001. In the Netherlands, where adults have been allowed to possess and purchase small amounts of pot from legally regulated merchants since 1976, the overall rate of pot use remains less than half of that in the United States. Now, that's overall. They didn't say of teenagers, but just in general. People use marijuana less where it's legal. Government surveys consistently report rates of marijuana use by U.S. teens to be high, as high or higher, often much higher than teens in the Netherlands. So teens also far less likely in the Netherlands to smoke marijuana than U.S. teens. Paradoxically, prohibition may increase the lure of marijuana for young people and diminish the effects of anti-drug education by forcing educators to make claims about marijuana that teens recognize as false. Prohibition might actually encourage teens to move from marijuana to hard drugs, the so-called gateway effect, by putting marijuana into the same illicit market as drugs like cocaine and methamphetamine. In the U.S., the rate of past month cocaine use among 15 to 16-year-olds is triple that of their Dutch counterparts, and U.S. teens are 9 times more likely to use amphetamines than our Dutch teens. So what are they doing right in the Netherlands that we aren't doing here?
Making pot legal.
They're making pot legal, and they are even more tolerant towards other hard drugs as well. 800-259-9231, we go to George in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello.
Hey, George, what's on your mind?
I don't understand everything about libertarianism. I just wanted to ask you a basic question.
Sure.
How do libertarians determine ownership? Like, let's say that I have access. Well, I don't have access to a resource, but someone has access to a resource, and I can't get access to that for some reason. Or say there is a resource out there that is unclaimed and I would like to claim it, but someone else has the ability to claim it and utilize it better. How do libertarians deal with this?
You're going to have to be a little more specific. I'm not sure.
Like a plot of land or something?
A plot of land, water. You know, you were speaking about the right, how owning water is not a right.
Well, it would have to be a pretty scarce resource. Water is not a very scarce resource.
No, we were saying you can own water. You don't have a right to water.
Okay, let's say someone else owns that water, but I want to own it, and they don't want to sell it or anything like that.
You can get your own water.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, it's not like what I'm saying is that things, there are scarcities in this and that.
There absolutely are.
I'm sorry about being vague.
It's okay. I see where you're coming from, and this is actually a bone of discontent between some libertarians. For instance, the question would be, well, you know, the minarchist libertarians, the ones that want small government, like Mark, compared to me, the ones that want no government, you know, there's a bit of an argument between, well, how far do we go as far as returning property rights to people? For instance, how would we, without the government to say, yes, Mark, you own this plot of land, here's a title.
Right.
Without the government to do that sort of thing, how could we transition from the government doing that to some sort of a private agency
I don't know, some sort of contract insurance group actually helping people homestead land, because there's homesteading, which is sort of a time-honored tradition of if you see property that you would like to use yourself and it doesn't appear to be owned in some way, then if you homestead it, you put up a fence around it, put up signage to show that it is your property, then you've essentially claimed that property. Now, some libertarians, would argue, well, that property's already been claimed by somebody. That property's already owned by somebody. And indeed, if it has been homesteaded, then you certainly couldn't claim it. But there's definitely some discontent amongst libertarians as to, well, can you really have, can you really own property if you aren't actually putting it to any use? That sort of thing. Is that kind of where you're coming from?
I think you've clarified a lot of things for me. Thank you very much. I'll listen offline.
Thank you. And we're all looking for new ideas. We're all open to ideas as to how to get out of this government paradigm of where government is in control, ultimately, of everything, and get to a more market-based perspective. And when it comes to land, it can be a little bit tricky.
Yeah, I don't have all the answers when it comes to land that's not in use, mm-hmm. quote-unquote. Like, I could own land and say that I'm returning this land to a state of nature. That's what I'm doing with it.
Yeah.
So who are you to say that that's not a legitimate use of my land? It's a great use of my land. I'm allowing the bears and the bunnies and the squirrels to run amok on my land because I think that we need more land returned to nature.
A good point.
And so at that point, then you allow for people to begin possessing more and more land. Possessing land's relatively easy when there's no taxes on it. It'd be really nice to be able to, buy a plot of land and then not have to pay, $1,000, $10,000, $100,000 a year on it.
For sure. And as far as that approach, what you're talking about, where you would have this big plot of land and just let it sit there, there's more to this, and I think we should explore it. Coming back an hour and a half.
Good question, George.
Because it is interesting. It's a very interesting issue. Would love to hear what you think about it. At 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today. For just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Free.